every stage of your journey with our cash flow lending facility. We're making business easier with collateral-free loans, allowing you to focus on what matters most. Growth. Ready to apply for your collateral-free loan? Call your relationship manager or call 202 or simply visit any of our branches today. T's and C's apply. Access Bank. More than banking.
To fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Lusaka residents call for ban on Doom insecticides amid rising suicide cases.
Africa News. Former U.S. diplomat sentenced to life for abusing two girls in Burkina Faso.
To present the news, my name is Eden Anfok.
My name is Annie Chishimba.
Some residents of Lusaka have argued government to consider banning the sale of Doom insecticide in a bid to curb the rising cases of suicide in the country.
The residents say the increasing number of suicide cases being recorded of worrying is worrying, especially among young people.
Some have linked the trend to gambling, related pressures and other social and economic challenges affecting citizens.
They have since appealed to authorities to strengthen measures aimed stirring hope among the population, encouraging individuals facing emotional and psychological difficulties to seek professional help.
The government of Hagrepo and Zero, but they were involved in the council and Koboro Kamsakoban. See, but in Jepo, whom was burning Marikitang and Abant for who powers the fire, Kamba, Gama depression, Yapa, Yama counseling, Kutivan, who was what the whole counseling, Kutiva, and the Zik and Badin and Wood Kuzi fire of Japan. The rising of Roman was a 10 years with one on us fire.
Once you're on the Kankara depressed, teenager pressure, Kankara's a gun. zvese kuenda kugura dumu azipaya pemba kuma councillors vazista kukansola nduma komboni.
A boutique owner in Kapiri Mposhi has accused police of failing to render adequate assistance following a break in at her shop near Tambalale Market.
Speaking in an interview with Komboni Radio News, Nalwamba Kaimira Yame complained that police did not act fairly, stating that no officer visits the crime scene to offer support after the incident.
Ms. Yame said she is disappointed with what she described as reluctance by the police, especially considering that she is aggrieved by the theft.
She added that this is not the first time police have allegedly responded in such a manner.
She further disclosed that she lost assorted items worth over 25,000 in the incident.
Then afterwards again she called. The officer answered to say they do not have fuel. We need to buy fuel for them to come at the scene of incident. But my question is, I'm a complainant. Thieves broke into my shop or our shop because we work as a family. Then they got all items, if not all, almost everything. And we reported, then police officers cannot help us in any way. What is their work? Kapiri officers, what is their work? I'm complaining because this has repeated itself again. I had other things stolen. I reported, they did not come. Even this time around, we went to report thinking that we would find help from the officers, but they could not help us in any way. From last week Wednesday, they've not even bothered to come and check on the scene of accident, what was stolen, how was it, how did they enter, nothing like that. So my appeal to the government is, officers in Kapiri Mposhi district here, what is their role as police officers?
Meanwhile, when contacted for comment, officer in charge, Mr. Chinyama, said complainant often lack patience, noting that officers handle numerous cases at any given time.
Mr. Chinyama also expressed regret that the complainant rushed to the media without first exhausting the matter with the police command.
United Nations Youth Ambassador James Muleya has called for increased youth participation in governance, describing it as vital to national development.
Mr. Muleya, a former Evelyn Hone College Students Union Vice President and Ward Development Committee member under the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, said involving young people in the decision making builds leadership skills and contributes to community growth.
He cited the Cash for Work program and the use of the constituency development fund as examples of how youth can actively contribute to development through proposal submission under the Integrated Development Plan.
And as the country approaches the 2026 general elections, Mr. Muleya has urged young people to avoid political violence and social media abuse.
Where governance is involved, I think it's an achievement that needs to be applauded. It's an achievement that needs to be recognized, because if we want young people to have experience, it's now that they need to be involved, not when it's about time to start being involved. That's when they are gaining the experience. But for us to develop this country, this is what we need. And we thank how private institutions and government institutions have been able to embrace young people to participate in governance. For example, myself, I serve under the Ministry of Local Government as a Ward Development Committee member. This has really brought about development such as the students being involved in Cash for Work.
have our